Oklahoma's wheat harvest is moving north and wheat prices are moving a little south. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, give us an idea of what's happening.
Well, you know, we got a good rally in wheat prices. It's backed off about 20 cents this week. I think probably the most important thing going on in the wheat market right now is corn prices. They're at a five-year high. You go out to the panhandle, corn prices are around $4.50. And I got reports this week that they're starting to feed wheat and they'll have wheat demand over harvest. And I think that's good for our prices. Negative is Russia is starting to forward price wheat and sell wheat in for their new crop. They'll be delivering that late August, September. But they're putting it free on vessel for $5.33 a bushel. You back that off to Oklahoma, equivalently getting it to the Gulf and on vessel, you're talking about $4 wheat. And this Russian wheat is better than 12.5% protein. It's better than 61-pound test weight and better than 250 falling number. Good news for us, but Australia's dry. They're having their third relatively poor crop in a row. And then negative, you've got soft red winter wheat right now is running a 57-cent premium to hard red winter wheat. You know, normally you go back a couple of years, hard red winter wheat's premium to soft wheat. I think that is from export demand. When countries are coming in buying our wheat right now, they're buying soft red winter wheat rather than hard red winter wheat. And I think they're doing that because the Black Sea area has inundated the market with hard wheat.
Kim, what about protein? Is there a premium there?
Well, if you look at the Kansas City premium, say for ordinary wheat, that's less than 11% protein compared to over 11.8% protein. You got a 61-cent premium in Kansas City. Now, I don't know if we've got that in our market here yet, but that's what's going on in Kansas City.
With all that in mind, what are your expectations for prices?
Well, that's a long shot. Our prices are going to really depend on what goes in the Black Sea. We're looking at a record world crop coming on. You're looking at a 4.5 billion bushel harvest in Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Russia. That'll hit, as we were talking, in September and the time period moving south. I think 9 out of the last 10 years, you should have sold before September 30. I think this is going to be another year like that, unless we lose that Black Sea crop. If we lose that Black Sea crop, we could get like 2010, where we got a $5.70 price move.
Okay, Kim. Thanks a lot. Keep us posted.